You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A program that plans to triple the number of Oakland students who graduate from college is entering its second year. The city's calling it the Oakland Promise. So far, it's provided scholarships for 700 students. Reporter Cassidy Rosenblum checks in on how it's going.
Jaden Stark sits in his East Oakland living room on a well-loved maroon sofa.
It's a whole lot of really intelligent people in Oakland. And I feel like you don't get to see it because of the violence.
Violence like what Starks and his peers from Castlemont High School saw growing up. One survey says about a third of students there have already lost friends or family to violence. In an environment like that, SAT scores can seem like the least important thing in the world.
I'm going to keep it real. Some people out here don't want their kids to go to school. They just want them to stay home and work to help them out with like bills because they can barely do it themselves.
Starks is a gentle giant and the former captain of the Castlemont Knights. Eventually, he wants to be a social worker for kids in Oakland. He says something changed at his high school last year when Mayor Libby Schaff visited.
I remember when the mayor came and she announced the Oakland Promise. I think it gave a lot of people who weren't planning on going to college, gave them a boost and a kick. Because like towards the end is when everybody just started just grinding, going to class, getting stuff done.
Oakland Promise is a program that gives students with solid attendance and a decent GPA scholarship opportunities. Money ranging from $1,000 to $16,000. So far, 700 students at three high schools have received the scholarships. Starks was awarded $1,000 to attend Laney Community College.
People that you didn't see like every day, you probably see them like 3 to 2 times a week. They were just there after class, before class, just getting stuff done.
Maggie Kralshore says this is the goal of the Oakland Promise, to shift the culture around college until everyone is buzzing about it. She works in the mayor's office and says they're already seeing an impact.
At our Oakland Promise schools last year, we saw an increase of 6% for college enrollment, despite declines over all of Oakland Unified School District.
Still, getting students into college is very different than getting them to graduate from college. That idea, called college persistence, is something nonprofit East Bay College Fund thinks a lot about. They've been coaching kids through college since 2002, and their college graduation is 80% in a city where just 10% of students ever walk across that stage. They're so good at what they do, the city gave them the Oakland Promise money to dispense. Their downtown Oakland office is a hive of energy.
Hey, Francis.
At a table in the middle, college freshman Christian Solano fills out his paperwork.
So this is like what I can and can't do with my check. So it's my scholarship check.
So what can you get with it?
I know I can't pay tickets, my parking tickets with this. So as far as that goes. but you could pay for like your tuition and stuff like your books, anything related to your college expenses.
The vibe is infectious, and it seems fueled by chocolate? Oreos and Halloween candy cover the table. And when I sit down to talk with director Eric Geeko, he's showing me a poster of alumni with one hand and drinking a glass of chocolate milk with the other.
This is pictures of our scholars throughout the year. The new one with the Oakland Promise, we wouldn't have a poster that would be able to fit all the scholars in.
That's a big deal. Geeko's lean staff is responsible for way more students now that they're partnering with the Oakland Promise. They depend on a cadre of volunteer mentors who help students through the academic or financial roadblocks that might otherwise cause them to drop out.
Some of the other problems are what students call like going through it. It could either be a lot of family issues.
I think of Starks. On the day we met up, he had actually skipped class, not to play hooky, but to take care of his grandmother. Despite the challenges, Geeko thinks the mayor's moonshot mission is not just possible, but a moral imperative.
As you know, Oakland is changing a lot, and we want to have families who have been here to stay here.
But he says tripling the number of college grads in Oakland isn't something his organization can do alone. It will take the entire town getting involved.